From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This weekend, as mom and dad in the front seat pray that bumper-to-bumper traffic will dissolve, they at least can keep the kids occupied in the back seat with movies on the minivan's DVD player, or they can try to amuse the little ones the old-fashioned way and slip an audiobook into the tape deck. That's what Alex Kaczynski does on his daily commute to his job as a judge on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court in California. We spoke to him about his reading and listening habits for today's installment of our summer reading series. Kaczynski and his family fled Romania under Nicolae Ceausescu in 1961. 2 decades later, at 35, Kaczynski became the youngest justice on the Ninth Circuit bench. He's since become known for such irreverent writings as Lawsuit, Schmawsuit, an essay about using Yiddish instead of Latin in judicial opinions. Currently on his 2-hour round-trip commute, he's listening to Skeletons on the Zahara by Dean King, the true story of shipwrecked merchant marines struggling to survive in the Sahara, reminds the judge of Daniel Defoe's classic Robinson Crusoe.
They've lost their ship. They haven't had water in days. They are drinking their own urine. And they have just gone into land and are facing huge cliffs that they can hardly scale. We know that some of them survived because their account is based on 2 diaries published by 2 of the survivors. But so far, it looks bleak.
Kaczynski also enjoys print and audio editions of books by 19th-century English author Anthony Trollope. He recently listened to Trollope's An Old Man's Love, the heartbreaking story of William Whittlestaff, the guardian of an old friend's penniless daughter, and Whittlestaff's unrequited love for the young woman.
He's actually an underappreciated author, I found. Not a lot of people know about Anthony Trollope, but he has very fine descriptions of life in Victorian England and some often very funny and caustic comments. Quite enjoyable.
Kaczynski keeps 2 fiction anthologies on his bedside table, Playboy Stories and The Bedside Playboy. The collections feature works by such writers as John Irving and Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Kaczynski read many of the stories in his teens and 20s when they were first published in Playboy. One of his favorites is a thriller called Duel by Richard Matheson, which Steven Spielberg adapted for the movie of the same name.
It was a story about a guy who was on a highway, and this trucker, whose face he can never see, starts stalking him. And he tries to lose the trucker, or he tries to fall behind him. Whatever he does, the trucker's always behind him and trying to do things to run him off the road.
Playboy also introduced Kaczynski to Ken W. Purdy's The Book of Tony.
It concerned a guy who was an operator in the sense that he always looked ahead and tried to figure out all the angles and managed to get himself into a position where he was on his way to becoming a senator. And then it turns out he didn't look quite far enough around the corner.
You'll have to read the book to find out what happens. Alex Kaczynski is a judge on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in California. You can visit the books page at npr.org to find out more about our summer reading series.